Driving under the influence, DUI, is a serious offense with consequences that ripple far beyond the courtroom. The consequences of a DUI charge are not only severe but can also have a profound and lasting impact on your life. From the potential loss of driving privileges and hefty fines to the social stigma and possible jail time, the implications are far-reaching. Understanding these laws is not just beneficial, it's crucial. Whether you are grappling with a first-time offense or confronting the heightened severity of multiple charges, our team of Naperville criminal defense attorneys stands ready to advocate for your interests. The basics of DUI charges in Illinois. Driving under the influence, DUI, is a serious offense in Naperville, Illinois, with the state having strict laws to combat impaired driving and ensure public safety. In Illinois, a person is considered to be driving under the influence if they operate a motor vehicle with a blood alcohol concentration, BAC, of 0.08% or higher. However, DUI charges can also be based on impairment due to alcohol, drugs, or a combination of both, regardless of the exact BAC. Illinois law does not take lightly to driving while impaired and imposes significant penalties to deter such behavior. It's important to note that even drivers who are under the legal drinking age of 21 can be charged with a DUI if any trace of alcohol is found in their system, adhering to Illinois' zero-tolerance law. Additionally, commercial drivers face stricter regulations, where a BAC of 0.04% or higher can lead to a DUI charge. Naperville DUI laws, what you need to know. Naperville enforces Illinois DUI laws with particular vigilance given its dedication to maintaining safe roads. Law enforcement in Naperville is known for rigorous DUI patrols and checkpoints, especially during holidays and events when drinking is prevalent. In addition to state penalties, Naperville DUI convictions may also lead to local consequences such as impoundment of the vehicle used during the DUI incident and additional fines. Furthermore, Naperville residents convicted of DUI may be required to attend local alcohol education programs and may face community service hours. In Illinois, when a driver is arrested for DUI, there are immediate administrative consequences that are separate from any criminal proceedings that may follow. These administrative actions are known as statutory summary suspensions and revocations. A statutory summary suspension occurs when a driver fails a chemical test, that is, the test shows a blood alcohol concentration, BAC, of 0.08 or higher, or any presence of a controlled substance. On the other hand, a statutory summary revocation is the result of a driver refusing to submit to, or failing to complete, chemical testing when requested by law enforcement under the state's implied consent laws. Key aspects of the statutory summary suspension and revocation include 1. Timing, the 46-day period before the suspension or revocation allows drivers time to arrange for alternative transportation and to challenge the suspension if they choose to do so. 2. Duration, the duration of the suspension or revocation varies based on whether it's a first-time offense or if the driver has previous DUI occurrences. 2. The typical suspension period for a first-time offender who fails a chemical test is 6 months, whereas the refusal to submit to chemical testing leads to a 12-month suspension. 3. Separation from criminal case. It's important to understand that these administrative penalties are not criminal penalties and do not indicate guilt or innocence related to DUI charges. 3. They are a separate legal matter from any criminal charges that a driver may face due to the DUI arrest. 4. Right to challenge. Drivers have the right to challenge a statutory summary suspension or revocation in court. 4. A hearing must be requested within a certain time frame after the notice is received, and various defenses can be raised. First-time DUI offenses, penalties and consequences. For a first-time DUI offense in Illinois, the penalties can be significant, even if no one was hurt and no property was damaged. The law considers a first-time offense as a Class A misdemeanor, and the consequences may include 1. Loss of driving privileges, a mandatory driver's license suspension for a failing blood alcohol concentration, BAC, test or refusal to submit to testing. 2. Fines, a possible fine of up to $2,500. 3. Jail time, potential imprisonment for up to 1 year. 4. Probation, possible probation, typically including mandatory attendance at DUI school and possibly community service. 5. Installation of an ignition interlock device EID, required for a driving permit during the suspension period. Multiple DUI offenses and enhanced penalties. The penalties for multiple DUI offenses in Illinois are more severe and increase with each subsequent conviction. 1. Second DUI offense, This can lead to a mandatory minimum of 5 days in jail or 240 hours of community service, along with higher fines and longer license suspension periods. 2. Third and subsequent offenses. These are considered Class 2 or Class 1 felonies, depending on the specific circumstances, and can result in longer jail sentences, heavier fines, and revocation of driving privileges for several years or even for life. Aggravated DUI cases. Aggravated DUI in Illinois refers to certain circumstances that elevate a DUI charge to a felony level, regardless of whether it's a first-time or repeat offense. A first-time DUI can be raised to a felony under the following circumstances. 1. DUI while operating a school bus carrying a minor, anyone under 18 years of age. 2. DUI coinciding with a vehicle accident causing significant bodily harm or disfigurement to another person. 3. DUI taking place in a designated school speed zone, associated with any level of bodily injury. 4. DUI concurrent with a vehicle accident leading to a fatality. 5. DUI committed by an individual whose driving privileges are already revoked or suspended due to a previous DUI, statutory summary suspension, or leaving the scene of an accident involving personal injury or reckless homicide. 6. DUI by a driver without a valid driver's license or permit. 7. DUI by an individual who lacks valid vehicle liability insurance at the time of the offense. 8. DUI related to a vehicle accident causing bodily harm to a child under the age of 16. A second DUI charge can be raised to a felony if it involves transporting a minor under the age of 16. Aggravated DUI is usually a Class 4 felony, but certain factors can raise it to a Class 2 felony, with penalties including longer prison sentences and steeper fines. DUI penalties involving injury or death. If a DUI incident results in injury or death, the penalties are particularly harsh. Known as an aggravated DUI, these cases are automatically elevated to felony status. For example, 1. DUI causing significant bodily harm, permanent disability, or disfigurement is a Class 4 felony, with penalties including 1 to 12 years in prison and a $25,000 fine. 2. A DUI resulting in a fatality, DUI homicide, is a Class 2 felony, with a possible penalty of up to $25,000 in fines, 3 to 14 years in prison for a death, and a maximum of 28 years for multiple deaths. In all cases involving injury or death, the state of Illinois imposes mandatory minimum sentences that cannot be reduced by probation or conditional discharge. Once a DUI is classified as a felony, it is known as an aggravated DUI, and Illinois law specifies different classes of felonies, each with its own set of potential penalties. Here's a brief overview of the felony classes for DUIs in Illinois. 1. Class 4 felony, the least severe class of felony DUI, which can result from circumstances such as a third DUI conviction or a DUI while driving with a suspended or revoked license. 1. Penalties can include 1 to 3 years in prison and fines up to $25,000. 2. Class 3 felony, this class may apply to a fourth DUI conviction. 2. Penalties can include 2 to 5 years in prison and fines up to $25,000. 3. Class 2 felony, this class can include a fifth DUI conviction or a DUI that results in great bodily harm, permanent disability, or disfigurement. 3. Penalties can include 3 to 7 years in prison, with the possibility of probation in certain cases, and fines up to $25,000. 4. Class 1 felony, typically applies to a sixth or subsequent DUI conviction. 4. Penalties can include 4 to 15 years in prison and fines up to $25,000. 5. Class X felony, the most severe class of felony for a DUI, which can result from a DUI that results in the death of another person. 5. Penalties can include 6 to 30 years in prison, and fines up to $25,000, with no probation or conditional discharge. The difference between facing your DUI charges alone and having a competent attorney at your side can be life-changing. With Eric Pittman's representation, you can count on 1. Tailored defense. Every detail of your situation is carefully considered to build a strong, individualized defense strategy. 2. Legal foresight. The legal system is complex, and missteps can be costly. 2. Your attorney will help you avoid common pitfalls. 3. A chance for a better outcome. Whether it's a dismissal, reduced penalties, or acquittal, having a savvy attorney increases your chances of a favorable resolution. 4. Peace of mind, knowing that an experienced professional is by your side can bring significant emotional relief during this stressful time. Naperville DUI attorneys may employ several defense tactics, including but not limited to 1. Demonstrating that the officer did not have a legitimate reason to initiate the traffic stop. 2. Arguing that field sobriety tests were not conducted in accordance with standardized procedures. 3. Challenging the accuracy of breathalyzer results due to device malfunction or improper administration. 4. Presenting evidence of medical conditions or other factors that may have influenced the defendant's performance on sobriety tests or appearance of impairment. 5. Contesting the handling and analysis of blood and urine samples, including chain of custody issues. 6. Seeking to exclude incriminating statements made by the defendant if it's found they were not properly Mirandized. Understanding the intricacies of Illinois DUI laws is crucial for anyone navigating the aftermath of a DUI charge. The legal landscape is complex, and the stakes are high, with potential long-term consequences that could affect various aspects of your life. The importance of experienced legal representation in such cases cannot be overstated. A knowledgeable Naperville DUI attorney from the law offices of Eric Pittman can provide the guidance and advocacy needed to navigate these challenging waters. Our team is prepared to offer the legal experience and support necessary to address the charges and work toward a resolution that minimizes the impact on your future. To schedule a free strategy session, contact the law offices of Eric Pittman today at 630-308-0068.